This is Aaron Pednelli, and I am at the Colorworks Gallery for the opening of Feel Me, an exhibition curated by Kelsey Renko, which is a multimedia art installation that's about multisensory experience. And I am with one of the artists who is exhibiting work at the opening. That is Adam Tinkle.
Hi, how's it going?
And I want to ask you, Adam, about this event overall and then a little bit more about your piece. But can you just tell us about the event?
So Kelsey Renko, who's a Troy-based painter and a member of the board of directors of the Colorworks Gallery, which is a artist-run space on River Street here in Troy. This is the first show she's curating here at Colorworks, and I think she was just interested in the senses and in art that explores the senses more broadly than we ordinarily think of in the visual art, fine art context, where focus is usually so much on the visual. So this exhibition has things that are edible and drinkable. It has two pieces that have a smell component. It has pieces you can really enter into and touch, tactile art. Two of the exhibiting artists are actually like food purveying businesses, Lil Deb's Oasis, a restaurant in Hudson, and Yes Folk Tonics, the kombucha maker based here in Troy. And my piece is way in the back room and is a 3-channel abstract video installation.
Something I've noticed moving around and experiencing these pieces is this almost synesthetic component where one sense can be provoked through another sense. Your piece, which we'll talk about a little bit more, had that quality to it. But also there are pieces that involve things like videos of roller coaster rides and...
Goldie Poblador's piece has something you can drink in it, but then there's a smell chamber, two smell chambers, and the idea is the drink will taste different depending on what you're smelling, because the sense of taste is affected by the sense of smell. I think that's a really astute observation, Aaron, that we often think of the senses as individual channels of experience, but actually they like cross, there's crosstalk between the senses, and one sense influences the other, and synesthesia is that, but it's also a kind of an everyday experience. It doesn't need to fall under a kind of like clinical definition.
And also the provoking of memory through sense. That seems to be a recurrent motif of various installations.
Yeah, there's a video piece by Montreal-based artist Nicole Bull, which is, it's kind of an essayistic exploration of that idea, like the scent of a detergent evoking memory. And then the Yes Folk installation is meant to evoke a memory from Mexico that's invoked through text and also the design of a kitchen-like space and also the taste of this beverage, tejuino, which is being served up right now at the opening.
I tasted that, and it definitely was profoundly evocative of Mexican cuisine. So let's talk about your piece. It's a triptych, in a sense. So the three screens, there's a central screen and then two screens at a 45-degree angle, and there are abstract geometric shapes projected on the screen. And sometimes they seem to be vibrating in tandem with each other, and then other times they break up into individual pieces. And there's also this quality, at least towards the beginning of the piece, of abstract straight lines in the central screen and then like more amorphous blobular sorts of shapes on the side. But then those lines start to break down a bit and the piece seems to be sort of working together towards a larger abstract shape or form that's being evoked through the vibrations of the various shapes. And then behind that at the same time, there's also a tone that's being played, a varying intensity, and the intensity seems to be correlated to the vibrations of the shapes. So can you just talk about that, what you were trying to evoke there?
Well, it's a great description of like kind of what happens in the piece or of one experience of the piece. From the angle of process, the angle of how it's made and what it means, it's like a pretty different story because it really has to do with a gift of disused pieces of technology that somebody gave me, something that, you know, was going to be trashed, stuff that people thought didn't have any value and didn't really quite know how the various things would plug into one another. I saw this pile of stuff, an old video mixer, some old cameras, old TV monitors, cables, And because I had a bit of experience with analog video, I like instantly knew that this was a system that would fit together that would allow me to make videos in ways that would be very difficult to do with kind of up-to-date current technology. Analog video signals, unlike digital video, they're not represented as frames. It's represented as like a continuous analog signal that makes it easier to get certain kinds of effects with feedback. So all of the videos are created through feedback and with really an attempt to move very gently from like one state of sort of self-oscillation of this video system where either a camera is pointed at a monitor that's displaying what that camera is seeing, and that is being run through some sort of signal processing. Or sometimes a cable from an output of a video system is just being plugged directly back into that input. So there's no optical phase that video ever goes through. It's just signal sort of eating itself like a snake eating its own tail. So all of the elements in the installation are created that way, and I adjust the parameters of what the system is doing, but I try to do so as gently as possible, and that is like a practice that is in some ways kind of associated with meditative, mindful states, trying to move slowly. And then also seeking things that I think are visually striking and avoiding strong evocations and trying to just look at what the system kind of wants to do on its own without human intervention and kind of gently steering that or moving into that, trying to look at the inherencies and tendencies of these systems as a way of trying to be present with technology and experience technology with fewer of the representational purposes that video is usually put towards. So I've been doing improvisations with the system for like 5 years and have long wanted to cut together a piece from those improvisations. I also perform with musicians in a more momentary responsive way. But for this, I was just trying to look for rhythmic, vibrational, graphical, coloristic affinities between these different improvisations I've done over a long period of time and make a kind of narrative that builds from less motion, less intensity to more and then back to less so that people can encounter it in any place within the 15-minute loop and get taken on a pretty gentle journey from things that are maybe a little bit easier to look at into something that really is kind of throttling and hopefully gives you an experience of looking that is not like one you've had before.
That rhythm component of it was definitely a major component of how I experienced the piece. I actually honestly still feel like I'm coming down from it right now because there is like a sort of trippy AF component to what you did there. That one of the academic discourses around technology right now concerns the agency of systems themselves, of technologies, and the idea that they exert a kind of agential force of their own. And by the end of this experience, I definitely felt like my own mind's ability to wrap some sort of conceptual frame around the experience that I was undergoing had been broken down by the sheer excess and the crazy oscillating rhythms of what you were doing. Is that something that you were getting at, the agency of analog systems, the ways that they exert a kind of force or power on us?
Definitely. I have to think more about agency, and but certainly their inherencies, their tendencies, their ontologies. You know, like what are video systems? What are their building blocks? And what if we look closely at what they do in a state of sort of self-actuation instead of bending them towards the purposes of representation, which is what they're almost always being asked to do. So sometimes I just zoom in on more or less the kind of atomic building blocks of these older video systems. And because there's lower resolution, part of what you're seeing is like just low resolution, but there's also something gained and something lost with each step forward in technology. And so kind of the energy and the rhythm that these systems produce, or that I've gotten them to produce, is something that's very difficult to do with current up-to-date digital video equipment. So it's partially like an elegy for interesting, cool things that older video systems could do more easily, and partially, yeah, meditation with technology. I've also been thinking a lot in the context of this exhibition, Feel Me, about like forest bathing and this idea of like multisensory washing and bathing as like a therapeutic practice, and the relation between the senses and like mind, sense of wellness or transportedness, and like implementing the kind of sense of the possibility of what the sort of abstraction of nature, like the fact that nature doesn't care about you, and like it's more complicated than anything you can wrap your head around. That sort of seems to be like part of what makes forest bathing a rich experience. So I was thinking about this as like screen bathing, or like that video too, technology too, has this kind of excess, as you said, of information in the same way that a forest does, and that excess can grant us something. Don't know exactly what, but
right. Well, so when I asked earlier what were you trying to evoke, it was kind of a misformulated question, because in a sense you're not really trying to evoke anything. You're just trying to get us to be with these technologies and feel what they emanate, feel their vibrations in some way, and also to see what that does to us at a perceptual level. I can share one experience that I had while I was watching it, which was that while it was going on, a guy with really bad body odor sat down right next to me. And at first, the reaction that I had to it was sort of unpleasant. But then I was like, okay, there's something about this experience that's meditative and profound. And so I ought to just sort of go with this. I ought to just absorb the bad body odor as part of the analog component of this experience and be okay with it and feel it. Your thoughts on that?
I love it. That's a great note to end on, and to urge people to get over to Collarworks over on River Street in North Troy and experience Feel Me.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Aaron.